say the teacher is on paid administrative leave while they investigate. And Montgomery's first public charter school, Lead Academy, held informational meetings for parents and students Tuesday. Lead Academy will start as a K-5 school this August, then add a grade each year. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new online banner ads to you. They're bright, welcoming, and clickable, with a perfectly stacked headline that reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. You'll find yourself drinking in this banner ad for minutes on end and wondering about your own insurance choices.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Want a more beautiful lawn this season? The Home Depot has a few suggestions in one bag. Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99. It feeds your lawn, it weeds your lawn, and it prevents fire ants for up to 6 months. Three of the most common lawn problems, one great solution. Today is the day for doing with Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99 a bag. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, continental U.S. only.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A Chinese woman bluffed her way into Mar-a-Lago this past weekend as the president was playing golf at a nearby club.
President Trump is threatening again to close the border.
A border shutdown would have an immediate economic impact.
Security is more important to me than trade.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi advised former Vice President Joe Biden to keep his distance after two women accused him of touching them inappropriately.
Dozens of women accusing a hospital of a shocking invasion of privacy.
Hidden motion-activated cameras at Sharp Grossmont Hospital recorded patients without their knowledge.
Police arrested the man they believe murdered rapper Nipsey Hussle.
Another fire at a Houston area chemical plant, the second in 2 weeks.
One person was killed, two others injured.
Boeing has now revealed they will need far more time than expected to install that software fix on its 737 MAX jet.
The hyphen, Webster's Dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. So it seems to me that when a man calls himself an Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American, what he's saying is, I'm a divided American. Well, we all came from other places, different creeds, different races, to form a nation, to become as one. Yet look at the harm a line has done. A simple little line, and yet as divisive as a line can get. A crooked cross the Nazis flew, and the Russian hammer and sickle, too. Time bombs in the lives of men. But none of these could ever fan the flames of hatred faster than the hyphen. The Russian hammer built a wall that locks men's hearts from freedom's call. Crooked cross flew overhead above 20 million tragic dead. Among them, men from this great nation who died for freedom's preservation. A hyphen is a line that's small. It can be a bridge or be a wall. A bridge can save you lots of time. A wall you always have to climb. The road to liberty lies true. Ivan's use is up to you. Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of man. Being free in mind and soul should be our most important goal. If you use the hyphen as a wall, you'll make your life mean and small. An American is a special breed whose people came to her in need. They came to her that they might find a world where they'd have peace of mind, where men are equal and something more, stand taller than they stood before. So you be wise in your decision, and that little line won't cause division. Let's join hands with one another For in this land, each man's your brother. United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show in Wednesday. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How are you doing today, big guy?
I'm feeling good.
Beautiful day outside.
Mm-hmm.
Stock market is up 75 points. Temperature outside is a beautiful 68 to 70 degrees now. It's absolutely gorgeous outside. Except for the pollen, everything's cool. 272-9228. First time callers, just let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. And what's in that gift basket? $60 worth of things you put in for Sweet Creek Farm Market. Go by. Anybody that's down there today, call me and tell me if they've got the strawberries out. They said that they would by 10 o'clock this morning. I just want to make sure that's correct. So first person to call me, let me know. We'll get your name in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket if you call in and give us that piece of information. 272-9228. Also, for first-time callers, we're doing that drawing today for the Fresh Market. Fresh Market has got prime beef tenderloin whole on sale for $13.99 a pound. They've got the colossal shrimp that we like so much, $12.99 a pound. Mm. Definitely getting that. Then they have the rack of lamb, $14.99 a pound, which is what I'm going to be doing for Easter. And then they'll be doing the rib roast for Easter also. I'll let you know when they get that on sale. But they'll actually have all that put together for you, so they'll cook it for you. You just go by and pick it up on Easter. But I'm going to be doing the rack of lamb for my guest. Love lamb on Easter.
When lamb is done right, it's some of the best meat ever. By far.
It really is. And what I do is I put it in the precision cooker and then put it on the grill dome and cook it real slow but high. And slow and low, actually.
Almost fun. The taste is between beef and pork. Like, it has sweetness of a pork product, but it has the sort of deep flavor of...
Well,
like,
if you marinate it correctly, it really has a great flavor to it. Yeah. And I cut up onions and put a little balsamic vinegar in there and season it up, and then let that fat melt into the lamb by going slow and low for about 45 minutes with that, and it really is good. That's once I put it in the precision cooker, too. Okay, 272-9228. A lot going on. Got a lot of different angles we'll be hitting today. Chicago's elected a new mayor. Historic race here. Tom? Let's go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Yes, sir. Put you some mint jelly on that lamb.
Oh, absolutely.
That mint is just makes it go.
Yeah, I definitely do that. No doubt about that.
Okay. All right. Enjoy yourself, sir. Have a great day.
Thanks. I appreciate your time. 272-9228, that's where we are. So Chicago's mayor's race is historic. And this is something we always want to keep an eye on when you have these mayors are kind of having a commonality here. But let's listen to this report from CBS.
For the first time, voters in Chicago have elected an African-American woman to be that city's next mayor. Lori Lightfoot beat Tony Preckwinkle in a runoff election. She claimed a resounding victory with 74% of the vote. The former federal prosecutor will also become Chicago's first openly gay mayor. During her victory speech, Lightfoot thank voters for creating a, quote, movement for change. Mm-hmm.
Together, we can and will finally put the interests of our people, all of our people, ahead of the interests of a powerful few.
Lightfoot will be sworn in on May 20th.
This morning, the city of Chicago locked in a groundbreaking battle. Lori Lightfoot and Tony Preckwinkle facing off in a tense runoff.
I'm going to let you lie, and then I'll respond.
To become the city's first black female mayor.
Having a black female mayor
I mean, that's just unbelievable.
Leading in the polls, Lightfoot, the ex-federal prosecutor, positioning herself as a progressive candidate who could also become the city's first openly gay mayor.
It will define, I hope with my election, the dawn of a new era in Chicago.
Breckwinkle also hoping to leave her mark on the city.
I think it's historic. I'm a history teacher, so I can appreciate the history of it.
Now, one of the things we look for, kind of some commonality, you have the mayor of South Bend who's running for president. He's gay, living with another man. And now you have the first black female gay mayor of Chicago. So these mayors and governors are kind of the petri dish of democracy. And winning by 74% in Chicago is saying a lot. And she's going to have her hands full with a lot of stuff going on. And she's kind of doing this, get the corruption out. Oh, yeah, get the corruption out of politics in Chicago. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I was about to say good luck with that.
Let's listen to the second part of the story.
Lightfoot supporters say she's just what the city needs, a fresh face who could shake up a stale political machine.
To be able to grow up and see someone that looks like me, that's able to, you know, make a big impact on Chicago and hopefully make some real changes, I think is so important.
But Lightfoot's critics say she doesn't have enough experience to fight the issues that have left the city in crisis, like the crime and violence that have plagued two-term mayor Rahm Emanuel.
I've decided not to seek re-election.
What about critics who have attacked you saying you're not going to protect this city's most vulnerable, specifically young black men who are getting shot?
First of all, I'm a black woman. I've got two brothers, one of whom has spent most of his life locked up in somebody's prison. So the plight of young black boys and black men is very personal to me.
Her opponent is fighting her own challenges as a veteran of Chicago politics.
Some have criticized you for being part of the old establishment, saying that you don't represent change. What do you say to critics who say that?
Well, that's ridiculous. I got elected on my first try as an independent Democrat. I've been an independent Democrat my whole life.
With just hours to go, voters say they're looking for change and that today Chicago will get it.
Did you think you would see this day?
No, never did. I'm 77 years old, and I never thought I'd see it, but I'm seeing it today.
And that's what always happens. You elect somebody who's kind of the opposite of what you don't like about your incumbent. And Rahm Emanuel was way too political, way too divisive, and I think they got somebody who's going to go clean things up. But amateur role in a mayor's slot is not the thing to do. You've had many a city falling apart because they've done that. Let's go to the phones and go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard to the Dan Moore Show. Hey, Tom.
Hello?
Hey, well, you're on the air.
Tom Young.
Hello?
Tom, you're on the air, buddy.
Hey, I'm sorry, Dan. Buddy, I'll be real quick and hang up. When you're talking about that mayor that she was gay or whatever. I'm just wondering, there's a lot of talk that's going on, and I got a friend that works at the state. What about our governor? I don't know, but there's a lot of rumors that's going on about that a long time ago. So that's all I'm asking, man. I'll hang up and listen to you, buddy.
Well, I don't really have a comment unless you've got some definitive information that you can give us. I mean, they're rumors.
I have a friend that works down there, and he said it's sort of talk in the bathrooms. He's been working down there for 8 or 9 years. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, I don't know, but it's just, you know, it's just like a closet rumors down there. And I said, well, I really don't know, because he said, well, you never see her with family or children or anything anywhere. But, I mean, as long as she does a good job, what does it matter? You know? But I'm just thinking if that's true or not. Could she, you know, like come forward like that other girl did, that other one that you was talking about earlier? I don't know. I'm just passing this on to you guys, because I listen to y'all all the time. But if it's true, it's true. If not, you know.
Yeah, I can't either confirm nor deny either of those factors. You know, there are rumors out there, but there are rumors out about a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. I can understand that. I really understand that. But I don't know. He's just, like I said, I'm just passing that on. But when you started mentioning that, I never did say nothing about it before. But when something like that comes out over news or somebody else, a mayor, come out like that, and all the gay people are supposed to come out and be proud of what they are. So, well, that's fine. That's their business. But, you know, they'd be the first governor of Alabama. So, anyway, buddy, y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate you. Let me go to the phones and go to Rich. Rich, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
The people in Chicago, with all their great financial problems and other woes with crime and whatever, I hope that the qualification of sex, race, and sexual orientation helps them through those problems. But if it doesn't, they get what they deserve.
Yeah, let me tell you, when you have a city that's in crisis, you want a crisis manager. And I don't see that out of this the lady who just won it. I think she won it because she gave the notion that she was going to clean things up. Cleaning things up in Chicago, that's a big task.
It sure is, and I just find it odd that of all the qualities needed in a mayor to dig them out of the hole they put themselves in, it was self-created. And it's an accumulation of years of bad decisions of selecting poor mayors in the past, and instead of finding somebody that concentrates on solving their problems, they're touting their orientation, sex, or color of their skin, and I just think that is mighty odd, and I don't think it's helpful at all. Now that I've said my piece on that, something I've been meaning to ask you several times, but I always got sidetracked, and I really, really would love your opinion on this, is the Venezuela situation, especially now that China has inserted themselves in there, too.
Well, you notice we haven't heard a lot about that. The only thing we've heard is that they allowed the Red Cross in for aid.
Well, I know that Russia sent a couple planes in there with troops. I don't know if you could call that aid or not. I don't know what the Chinese are bringing in, but I fear that there may be trouble brewing down the road.
I think your fears are well-founded.
Yeah, well, what do you think?
I think China gave them a lot of money, and they're trying to protect their investment, and they don't want to see this guy go under because then they might not get paid.
so they think the way Maduro's running that country, they're going to get paid? That's odd. He's reduced that country into shambles in a short period of time, and when it was wasn't it the fourth biggest economy in the world?
Fourth fastest-growing economy.
Fastest-growing economy, okay. Yeah, they had a lot going for him, and he turned that on a dime, didn't he?
Well, in the words of Guido, there are a lot of ways to get paid.
Yeah, I guess so. But what other than money would they be interested in?
Having a strong presence in South America.
You think they're trying to find a place to put a foreign base?
Well, that's what they did in Africa and Djibouti. They built a very active military port there.
Yeah. Well, we know the Chinese even tried to buy a port here in the United States, didn't they? Wasn't it an old naval base or something?
They did.
Yeah, they're very ingenious. Anyway, I just, you know, was interested in what you thought about that and if you had any level of concern over the situation there.
Yeah, I have a level of concern that we send troops into Colombia and to be on standby to go into Venezuela. That concerns me.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, we sure appreciate your comments and your opinions.
Thank you. Have a great day. News 93.1, Dan Mora Show. We'll be back right after this.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Mora Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline ever. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
With affordable financing options available, now's the perfect time for Mr. Electric to install an automatic standby generator in your home. And remember, Mr. Electric provides maintenance for backup generators too. For more information, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery today.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Last night I had a dream that the world...
Let's go to the phones, let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
New mayor, nothing will change.
There you go.
It's Chicago. You are not going to find a more deeply ensconced political machine than Chicago.
Really, I'm impressed that she won by 74% of the vote, but I'm also not very impressed with the knowledge of Chicago voters.
Yeah, you know, and of course, she's not the first black mayor. You know, I was still up there when Harold Washington was elected.
Right, first black female.
Yeah, she's first black female, but...
Wasn't Harold Washington a great guy?
Oh, yeah. Right up until he died in office.
Yeah, there you go.
So, but, you know, I mean, this is the same machine that basically, you know, gave Hillary Clinton her roots, you know, basically Barack Obama cut his teeth on and Valerie Jarrett, you know, it is the, unless you live there, you know, you don't understand, this is still the legacy of Caesar there. You know, it will never, ever change. And it doesn't matter who's in office, it's still going to be violence, corruption to the umpth degree, unfortunately. I feel sorry for the common people of Chicago, but it's always going to be that way. And I think they realize it's always going to be that way in reality.
Yeah, when Chicago has it certainly has its own brand of politics, and they're their own worst enemy. The whole state's that way, too.
Well, yeah, with, what's his name? The Democrat, head of the House there, Senate.
Don't know his name.
In Illinois. Gosh, can't believe I can't remember his name. But he basically runs the state. I mean, he's basically solely responsible for running Illinois into the ground financially. And, you know, he's been the head of the Senate there for 20-plus years. And, of course, now his daughter is moving up the food chain and the Illinois politics. And I just can't believe I can't remember his name. It's right on the tip of my tongue. But, I've got several family members still up in the Chicago area. And they would love nothing more than to get the heck out of there, but they can't, you know. They're basically stuck there like most people. So, but anyway, have a good one, Dan.
Thanks, David. Appreciate the telephone call. 272-9228. Another thing that kind of happened is that this, Peter Alexander is going to be talking about the unredacted Mueller investigation. They voted out a subpoena today. They're probably not going to deliver it today. Ned was probably smarter than that. But let's listen to the story from this morning.
Fight is likely to escalate today with those Democrats expected to press ahead. Trying to force the release of the full unredacted Mueller report. The House Judiciary Committee is going to vote today to authorize its chairman, Jerry Nadler, to subpoena the report, as well as its supporting evidence from the Attorney General, William Barr. Barr, you'll remember, has said that he will deliver a public version with redactions by the middle of this month or perhaps sooner. And Nadler may wait a few days before he issues the subpoena that would likely trigger a court battle here. The president's tone noticeably has shifted in recent days, still touting vindication, but backing off his initial call for the entire report to be released, instead arguing Democrats will never be satisfied. Tuesday, the president again called for the report's investigators to be investigated. And some of the president's allies privately acknowledge while the report may not show anything indictable, it could reveal details that are objectionable and potentially politically damaging to the president.
I think this is going to backfire on them. I think mm-hmm. that it may be in there that Mueller is going to refer for criminal prosecution some people. And there may be some well-known names that he was involved with and that he knows very well. I just noticed the smart content was a little high among DOJ folks. This thing, they're kind of, you can just kind of feel them reeling them in on this. 272-9228. We're going to be back after this quick break.
It's changing my leaps and bounds. It started up in the bigger cities and it's spread to the smaller towns. The people began to smile at people they'd never even seen. And when Jeremiah woke me up, I was ready to live that
the dream. Dan Morris Show.
To carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee vote unanimously to subpoena the Justice Department for the full special counsel Russia election meddling report and the underlying evidence.
Mr. Chairman, the vote is 24 ayes, 17 noes.
The ayes have it. The resolution is amended, is agreed to.
Republicans unanimously opposed. Attorney General William Barr has said he'll provide a redacted version of the 300-plus page report by the middle of this month. So far, we've just seen his four-page summary. Voters in Chicago choose former federal prosecutor Lori Lightfoot as their next mayor. She says someone's zip code should not determine their safety or education.
Every child out there should know this. Each of you, one day, can be the mayor of Chicago.
She'll be Chicago's second black mayor, the first black woman, and first openly gay mayor. She beat another Democrat, Tony Preckwinkle, in a runoff election that was not close. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This pattern of nice days we've been enjoying will soon come to an end. For tonight, partly cloudy, dry, not as cool, overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow, increasing clouds. A warm day, high around 76. Chance of thunderstorms by tomorrow afternoon. In fact, an increasing chance by later on in the afternoon into the evening hours and tomorrow night. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching that. Then on Friday and Saturday, scattered thunderstorms possible at times. Near 80 Friday, low 80 Saturday. More thunderstorms developing on Sunday. Late in the day, some of those could be strong as well. Our weather app will keep you on top of all these weather changes. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. On a Wednesday.
Oh, darling, I'm so lonely without you.
I want to get into a story about a Chinese woman who was caught with malware and thumb drives at Mar-a-Lago. Let's start with the CBS, Paula Reed, and then we'll get to Mika Brzezinski and Morning Joe.
Federal investigators urgently want to know why a Chinese woman entered President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort carrying a device with computer malware. Yu Jingzhong is charged with making false statements to a federal officer and entering a restricted building over the weekend. She allegedly lied to security to gain access. The president was in Florida at the time, but not at Mar-a-Lago.
A Secret Service statement says it does not determine who is invited or welcome at Mar-a-Lago. It is a responsibility, they say, of the host entity. In Washington, the House Intelligence Committee chairman says he has questions about security at the resort. A lot of people do. Paula Reed is at the White House with more on this story.
So many questions. Prosecutors say when Zhang arrived at Mar-a-Lago, she told the Secret Service she was headed to the pool. And the club believed she was related to one of its members and let her in. But she didn't even have a swimsuit. Instead, she had two Chinese passports and a thumb drive loaded with malware.
Thank you very much.
President Trump has visited the Winter White House 23 times since taking office. This past weekend, he was already hitting the links at a nearby Trump golf course by the time Zhang snuck into the club. Prosecutors allege Zhang first approached a Mar-a-Lago security checkpoint on Saturday, shortly after noon. Even though security could not find her on the access list, the club believed she was a relative of a member and allowed her access onto the property. When Zhang arrived in the main reception area, a staffer asked several times why she was at Mar-a-Lago. Zhang finally responded she was there for a United Nations Chinese American Association event. The staffer knew there was no such event and alerted the Secret Service. But Zhang passed at least five Secret Service agents and at least half a dozen signs before she was apprehended.
Okay, so I want you to hear the CBS report as we go down the rabbit hole with Morning Joe in a little bit. Let's listen to the second part of the story.
This instance was sort of a perfect storm where she lied her way past multiple checkpoints.
Fran Townsend is a CBS News senior national security analyst.
They're going to be looking at when did she enter the United States? Who did she associate with here in the U.S.?
Agents found four cell phones, one laptop, an external hard drive, and a thumb drive containing malware in her possession. This incident highlights the challenge of security at a private club.
There are members, there are guests of members, and there are large events. And so it just represents a vulnerability that the Secret Service is charged with mitigating.
Zhang allegedly told agents that her Chinese friend Charles told her to travel from China to Florida to speak with a member of the president's family about foreign relations. The Secret Service has not been able to corroborate that story. They say the investigation is ongoing. Here at the White House this morning, we have observed many additional Secret Service agents on duty. Nora?
It's fascinating. That comes in the context, of course, what is a national security apparatus, including with my previous interview with the FBI director, who is warning that the Chinese are systematically stealing secrets from America, business secrets, corporate secrets. It is a huge concern for those. So I think this story continues to grow, as Paula has pointed out.
Yeah. I have a feeling they'll get some information from her. Doesn't one always go to the pool without your bathing suit?
Well,
that's a bit of a clue.
Yeah. Okay, now you heard CBS and Apollo Reed do the report. Now let's listen to Morning Joe, Mika, and gang. This is going to be a stop and go, Joey.
The security concern at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort after a Chinese woman was found on the property Saturday with a thumb drive containing malware. According to court documents, Mar-a-Lago security was unable to verify that Yujing Zhang was on the access list. Due to a language barrier, Mar-a-Lago believed her to be the relative of a member with the same last name, and she was allowed access to the club. Once inside, officials say Zhang told a Secret Service agent she was going to the swimming pool and handed over two Chinese passports as ID. After several interviews, the criminal complaint says her belongings were searched, turning up four cell phones, a laptop, an external hard drive, and a thumb drive with malicious software but no swimsuit. She was then arrested and charged with making false statements and for entering a restricted area. The Miami Herald reports that Zhang was headed to an event promoted by Cindy Yang, the South Florida massage parlor entrepreneur, who also ran a business selling access to the president and his family. What the heck is going on?
That's another jump to shark here.
Trump was in Florida at the time of the breach, golfing at a different property, Trump International. He returned to Mar-a-Lago hours later. However, the First Lady and other members of the Trump family there at Mar-a-Lago, they were there when the incident occurred. The Secret Service tells the Washington Post that the agency, quote, does not determine who is invited or welcomed at Mar-a-Lago. This is the responsibility of the host entity. The Mar-a-Lago club's management determines which members and guests are granted access to the property. This access does not afford an individual proximity to the president or other Secret Service protectees. Trump also raised security concerns when, in the second month of his presidency, North Korea launched a missile test while the president was hosting Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at Mar-a-Lago. The president turned the club terrace into a makeshift situation room looking at documents and discussing discussing strategy as club members stood by watching and snapping these photos. I don't really get the connection there of those two stories, but I will say the first one about the person who breached security at Mar-a-Lago with thumb drives and cell phones. Anyone here at this table have any concern that that actually could happen?
Yeah.
I've been to Mar-a-Lago. Have you? It's not that big a space.
Have you?
Well, and think about what the Secret Service said about that. They said, our job is to protect the president. We have nothing to do with who comes in and out of Mar-a-Lago. So you could have a woman, for example, say she's there to take a dip without her swimsuit.
See how they kind of jump the shark on this thing to make it something bigger than it is? This is under the category of what Donald Trump has done wrong today. And so they're linking these things together. Now, listen how they're going to keep going. They're just going to go off the deep end here.
Then to make up an event that's not actually taking place
that
night.
She hasn't a swimsuit?
She didn't have a swimsuit with her. But the only reason this was stopped was because a staff member at Mar-a-Lago noticed the event she was talking about and said that event is not being held here tonight. She alerted the Secret Service, who then intercepted this woman. We don't know yet what her intent was. We know she had malware with her. But this goes to the casual nature of the Trump presidency with security, whether it's using personal cell phones or email, or Jared Kushner using WhatsApp to talk to his buddy, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. This stuff ought to concern people.
That's a generous description. the casual.
It was an introduction for you to take it.
Well, how about haphazard or incompetent or unknowing about the dangers of using cell phones? The pictures we just showed about that evening that Megan just told us about, the night that there was a missile launch from North Korea, and guests from Schenectady, who knows where, snapping pictures of, it's ridiculous.
But the real problem is the proximity to the president by buying access,
right,
by being president at Mar-a-Lago through an expensive membership. You are granted this entree to the closest advisors to the president. And as we've seen, the president himself sometimes dropping by weddings, dropping by events on the grounds.
Yeah.
And so it's pay to play that ultimately is so corrosive by this just flagrant disregard for security practice.
That is amazing. See how many iterations are going through here? It just is more of, this is what Donald Trump has done wrong today.
Wait, so this lady, this Chinese woman, was caught.
Right.
Like the receptionist or an employee at Mar-a-Lago noticed that she was talking about an event that wasn't taking place. So alerted the Secret Service. They held her in custody, got her in custody pretty quickly after that. So, what's the problem?
I know, in disregard for security. Did you hear that?
No, it sounds like the security measures worked.
Right. Well, it didn't. It's amazing how they jumped the shark here.
It sounds like Mar-a-Lago staff and Secret Service are pretty tight, as they should be.
Absolutely.
It's just, like, it's petty. Like, they really care.
They wanted to have a story, and this was a story. And so they're taking a story, and then they're adding all their stuff on top of it, putting their ornaments on the tree. Let's continue on here.
Yeah, or there are meetings at Mar-a-Lago, Jonathan Swan, that we don't necessarily know about. I mean, this just raises questions.
Well, one thing that's really important to point out is just how much business, official business, gets done at Mar-a-Lago.
Mm-hmm.
And, I just recall that moment when Trump turned Mar-a-Lago into an open-air situation room.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was literally sitting there at the table. People were having dinner, the terrace, open air. He's got the laptop open, and they're looking at national security information. The Japanese are there.
That.
I mean, this was early in the administration. But these are the scenes you see play out. You have the president, we've never seen this before, in close proximity with club guests. I mean, before Trump bombed Syria, he sat, now this was a secure room, but it was at Mar-a-Lago. He sits around the table and asks all his advisors, Wilbur Ross, should I do it? The last round of it. So this is not like, it's not like this is just a vacation home. There's actual serious business and national security.
Again, what happens is you have, they're saying, well, they kind of made the terrorists a situation room. No, they didn't. There is a situation room. There's a what's called World Watch that you have, and it's a room set up that you have all these links in there that you can convene a meeting with your staff, and normally it's a table of about 18, and then chairs around the perimeter of the room. You can bring in back in my day, you could bring in video satellite links. They're into it. And they're just trying to make something out of it. He's selling access so people can watch him be president. And so you can do that through your club membership. Let's go to the phones and go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard.
I guess maybe some of the reporters' memories are kind of lacking, but do you remember when Obama had a big gala or event at the White House and a couple just randomly walked in tuxedos and ball gown?
I do remember that.
I guess these press people forget all about that.
Yeah, and you remember we had the problem in Syria, and he was on the golf course, and they, you know, some people were saying, well, he's not plugged in here, and White House made a big point of wherever the president goes, he's plugged in, which is a true statement.
And then they're worried about Jared Kushner talking to the prince over some...
What's that?
You know, whatever that app was. But they don't have a problem with Hillary Clinton's 30,000-plus classified emails.
Yeah, definitely.
Being on her own server.
Definitely a double set of standards.
I, you know, my memory's just a little bit better than theirs, I guess.
Well, you're willing to look, and they're not.
Well, that's true, too. But, yeah, after that incident, I always thought it would be cool just to walk up into the White House myself. But
yeah, they'll shoot you on the spot.
Yeah, I would never even get
shoot him.
No, I mean, I want to go on a tour of it someday. I don't. But these guys walked in ball gowns and tuxedos, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, but who are the press to call, you know, one administration out and forget about the other?
Well, not to mention the guy who climbed the fence of the White House and ran into the White House itself.
Yeah, went into the White House.
And got up the stairs and got up the stairwell. But that doesn't count.
No, that doesn't count.
All right, man.
Thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate you, Ken. Was that the last cut out of that stop and go? That was. Okay. We got more, guys. We got more.
We have James here online, too.
James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Yeah, I've just got one question. Morris Dees is gone, correct?
Correct.
Why does he still have the security 24 hours a day out in front of his house still? And who's paying for that?
Probably Morris.
Yeah, he was making $400,000 a year. It's not exactly...
Hello?
Yeah.
He was making $400,000 a year, so it's not exactly like he's hurting for money.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering. I don't know if the Southern Poverty Law Center was still paying for that because it you know, there's two of them there all the time in two different cars with radios. And it seemed like it'd be real expensive.
Yeah, that would be expensive. And maybe SPLC is paying for that. You know, they got an interim acting president who is female, which tells me that it probably is something with a Me Too kind of issue, because you normally get somebody as an interim head to kind of show that, well, we got this under control.
I see. Well, all right. I was just curious, guys. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not smart to hit on or sleep with the interns.
Well, remember, Morris Dees is above the law.
Well, yeah, and if you're going to do that sort of thing, at least make it with somebody on the same point in the hierarchy or the flow chart, you know. What is it about the security issue and listening to Morning Joe? What is it about politics that makes fairly intelligent people, if you remove them from political situations, turn into emotional toddlers? It's like, let's take one bit of information and wah! Wah!
Again.
Wah! It's like, my goodness, people. More important things to talk about. And again, this woman was caught. So it seems like the security measures, you know, worked.
Well, they make a big deal of that. The Secret Service said that they're not responsible for who comes in.
No.
And they're not. And what happens is you must have a staff person there constantly in case something comes up that it becomes a staff issue, not a Secret Service issue. The staff determines what's going to be done, not Secret Service.
Well, I'm pretty sure Secret Service is also securing anywhere the president might go at Mar-a-Lago, too. They're with him. They're moving with him. They understand the location and how to secure it if necessary. So this is just, like you said, it's one of those what has Trump done wrong today stories.
Yep. Over and over again. Let me see the clips here. Let's see how much time we have. I know we have to go to a break. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Oh, darling, I'm so lonely without
place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and we have some exciting news to share from Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Prattville and Montgomery. The 2019 Ram truck was named Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year with the most hauling and towing capability ever. The 2019 Ram truck is the perfect combination of grit and grace. It's loaded with best-in-class features and more space, more storage, and more technology than ever before. And hang on, the good news just keeps coming. The Jeep Wrangler has been named Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the Year. The legendary icon embraces its classic style and blazes its own path to modernization. The all-new 2019 Jeep Wrangler is packed with new features, including updated technology, design, and performance. Come and test drive the 2019 Ram truck, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, or the 2019 Jeep Wrangler, Motor Trend's SUV of the Year, and experience the Brubaker difference. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing.
It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go back to Morning Joe and let's listen to the Morning Joe folks talking about the Dems and their numbers for the 2020 campaign.
We got a lot more politics to get.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Did I do that?
Yeah, it's only 1 second long clip.
But I also just want to return to something.
Yeah.
We got a lot more politics to get.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
They got a lot more politics to get.
Bernie Sanders raised $12 million in quarter one, and our mayor from South Bend is $7 million. And they did a comparison of $26 million for Barack Obama at the same time period, and then Hillary Clinton's numbers, and both their numbers were higher. And I think this is putting pressure on Joe Biden that can he kind of come up with those kind of numbers himself?
But Bernie's leading the pack?
Bernie's leading the pack for sheer numbers.
Interesting.
I know. So now we're going to get into the discussion of Morning Joe and Me Too. Let's listen in.
But I also just want to return to something that Heidi and Mika were talking about, which is this notion that Republicans are going to try to tar Joe Biden with the sort of Me Too movement.
Yeah.
I would note two ironies there. Obviously, there are all the accusations against the president, but also that the president himself privately has disdain and contempt for the Me Too movement. He has told aides and people who visit him at the White House that it's making it impossible to hire women now as a man. That, you know, you have to be careful now. He expressed great sympathy for Steve Wynn, his friend, the casino owner who got in trouble. So Trump privately has no sort of affection or respect for the Me Too movement. He also talks about he calls it the famous Mississippi speech, where he went after Blasey Ford, and he sees that as a decisive moment in the nomination, saving the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. So I'll be curious to see whether Trump himself is opportunistic enough to go after Biden on this issue, given what he actually thinks about the Me Too movement.
Yeah, I'm struggling right here because
This is not a Me Too story, is it?
No, I'm not suggesting. I'm not suggesting it is. I'm just saying.
I think this is the problem with this Biden narrative that's out there, is that he is being painted and splashed across the headlines with Me Too and sexual assault and sexual harassment being the central focus of Me Too, I thought. But if this is a career ender, this is someone who got a hug from Biden and he hugged someone and rubbed noses with him. I mean, definitely Joe Biden is fun and nutty and crazy, but nobody has accused him of anything sexual, sexually inappropriate or sexually harassing. Nobody has. And yet here we are. We have the President of the United States jumping on it on stage. You've got politics getting involved. It just doesn't, it doesn't feel right as news people or journalists or analysts.
No.
We just have to cover the story fairly.
News person, you're not. Don't you have a sense that Mika's trying to save Joe?
Yeah, a little bit. I see your point, though. I mean, the way the media is running headlines is another person accuses Joe of inappropriate touching.
Two more today.
Right. So it isn't clear. And obviously, the Me Too movement is framing the way people are looking at what Joe Biden has done over the years.
And I think it's having an effect.
Well, whether it was done to Flores or done to Beto O'Rourke. I mean, there's all sorts of images of Joe whispering in the ears of little girls and full-grown congressmen.
Yeah, there's one. There's Jeff Flake and his wife and his mother-in-law sitting there, and he's kind of giving the mother-in-law a peck on the cheek and this kind of stuff.
Well,
and
there's one where he's cozied up, and it looks like a biker chick in Joe's lap, and
yeah,
she's liking it.
She's liking it, and the guy next to him is not. So let's listen to the second part of this, and tell me what you guys hear out of this.
There is no Me Too story here, is there?
No.
Anyone want to say?
No. You've got a potential candidate for the presidency of the United States, the former vice president of the United States, who has spent a career in politics doing nothing but trying to push the rights of women, the protection of women forward.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's being threatened with a political death penalty.
That's right, for what? Assassination.
For being human. For being a human being. For being someone who touches people, not inappropriately. I can tell you a story about Joe Biden and take a couple of minutes to tell. I won't waste your time.
Mm-hmm.
But it is who he is in terms of helping people who are damaged, who are hurt, who are vulnerable. He knows what that's like. That's been his life.
And I think, you know what? If you want to tell your story, Lucy Flores, who is a Bernie Sanders supporter, and Bernie Sanders says that they had nothing to do with this, I believe Bernie Sanders completely, but she's a Bernie Sanders supporter, and she's involved in politics, and she knows what this story is going to do at this time. And the other woman from Connecticut also involved in politics. You make an announcement like that at this time, and you are politically charging it. And I don't think these women are stupid. I think they're very smart women, and I think they know that. And that's the only thing that I have a problem with as we study this. I'm happy to talk about it. We should talk about it. We will talk about it further on the air today. But we need to make sure that we're making clear exactly what happened here and what he's being, I put in quotes, accused of, because he is not accused of anything illegal or harmful. And these smart women have said that. They're very smart. So I would think they would understand the full context of these stories.
Sounds like a Save Me Too mission.